B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Roy visited Chateau de Lorraine yesterday.
I did.
And I know Lorraine did something that is going to help her sell her house yesterday. I want to talk to you both about that. But sure, first, I thought we should start. You know how, like, you start off a sporting event with the national anthem?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I feel like we should start today's show with our new national anthem for the show.
Okay.
Which is?
A lot of people that wake up at this time never hear War of the Roses, where we test relationships to see who they want to send the roses to, right?
Yeah.
And we're looking for cheaters. And we had a singer yesterday. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
Here we go.
You know, our time together was wonderful. I'll never forget your smile. But it's time to put some miles between us, Gina.
Oh.
I just want to say goodbye. I'm leaving you for Sabrina.
Beautiful.
He's got the voice of an angel.
Ladies and gentlemen, Parker was his name.
If you want to catch up on why he was singing, look for the War of the Roses podcast on Spotify, bpodstudios.com, or just go to kiss951.com. You can find it there. You know, I actually worked for a country radio station that played the national anthem at 6 a.m. and noon every day.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We had, like, instrumental, or was it like someone singing it?
No, it was someone singing it. And then I had about 20 different pledges of allegiances.
Yeah.
I got to pick after that.
I was going to say, where I grew up, they did the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah. And so we'd always fire it up. And then a lot of times, just to be, I don't know, because I thought the whole thing was kind of funny, I would pick, like, the longest national anthem and the longest Pledge of Allegiance. Like, it would take, like, 7 minutes to get through it. Just
And would you stand while you were at the radio station?
I thought it was so funny.
Stand and salute?
You know.
Well, that is our new national anthem from Parker.
It.
Yeah, playing guitar there. So funny. So yesterday you did stop by Loren's new house.
I did. The gates opened and allowed my Ford Taurus through. I was surprised. There's a Range Rover behind me.
It's nice. Was she there?
Yeah, she was there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was there. She was working on. You should see it. She has like a whole design center
hub
going on there.
I haven't been there since like first week you moved in, but
yeah.
I'll come over the next time you get furniture and stuff and you do a fill the bar or empty the bar party.
Yeah, no, I will do that. But we've painted since you've been there and put up some new light fixtures, but the lighting is still going in.
And she does this thing where she tapes on the wall and on the floors where her furniture goes, which I think is pretty interesting, so they can visualize where things are going to be.
Does she tape it the size of the furniture?
Yeah. Yeah, so like I walk into a bedroom, and I don't know why. It's an empty bedroom, but I still follow the rules of not stepping on the furniture that doesn't exist.
You taped out all the furniture?
In the bedrooms that we didn't have, like, so we had to order a new bed set because we didn't have a spare bedroom in our house now, and now we do. So I had to order new furniture, but Dallas wouldn't let me order it because he didn't think it would fit in the room. So I had to tape it out for him so he could see that it would fit in the room.
Just to prove your point.
No, it just, he's not very visual.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or he is very visual. He needs to see it, mm-hmm. and I can visualize it. So. Okay.
I thought it was so cool.
It's just blue painter's tape.
It sounds like a crime scene.
It does look like
a crime scene.
You should have taped a person like
on the floor.
In the middle of the floor.
On the bed. On the floor bed.
But no, it was
you try and sit in any of the furniture? Test it?
I was too afraid. But it was good. You know, it's a nice neighborhood when people are out there with the sprinkles on the grass, the water in the grass. They have the irrigation systems built in. It's a nice neighborhood.
Sprinklers?
Yeah. That seems nice. Really? Because I remember on the backside of your old house, they didn't have a sprinkler system on that side of the neighborhood.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, it's a nice. If you are watering your grass, you're in the nice side of town. Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? Surprisingly, sprinklers aren't that expensive to put in.
All right, Dan.
I don't know. We now have an HOA for the first time.
Yes, the HOA.
And Dallas and I are just waiting for our first violation.
Oh, like, we're afraid. Get it.
Yeah,
need to come cut the grass?
No, our grass needed cut last weekend, and I made him go over at like 6:30 in the morning and cut it because I was like, they're gonna give us a violation.
And then they break a noise violation, 6 a.m. mowing.
Yeah. Well, we all got emails that we need to repaint our mailboxes black from our HOA.
Yeah.
And they told you which can to get. Which
really? That specific?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So, all right. So, Loren, when are you actually moving your furniture in? When will you take the tape out?
I have no idea.
Do you have to wait to sell your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so, I don't know. We've gone back and forth. We're not sure.
Okay. So, you haven't booked movers or anything yet?
No.
Okay.
I need movers.
You need movers.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jamie and Aaron, you two burly fellas can rent a U-Haul and get over there and move stuff.
Yeah.
It's three stories, though, fellas.
I told her she needed a bench halfway for me. I was like, halfway through, I needed a break.
Walking
up all
the
steps. Yeah, something. A freight elevator in the back for Roy.
So to help you sell your old house, we brought you a St. Joseph statue.
Yes.
And did you do the burial yesterday?
I sure did.
And for those of you that might not know, St. Joseph is supposed to help you sell a house if you bury him the right way, which is?
Upside down, facing your house. Yep.
Okay. Did you do a video?
Yes.
Okay.
I tagged you in all of them. You did not get them?
No, I didn't look yesterday. Okay. My wife and I had private, no phones, no TV night.
Nice.
It was awesome.
But yes, I buried him, did the little prayer, and yeah.
Who was out there with you?
Just me.
Oh. Okay. And then my nanny, who had the St. Joseph statue, said that she sold both houses within 24 hours of burying it. So he's really getting put to the test here because it's also Easter weekend.
I know. I don't, knock on wood. I hope we do sell it in 24 hours, but it's Easter weekend, so yeah. I don't have, like, unrealistic expectations.
Okay.
So everyone who's listening to our radio show, please buy the rent house.
Yeah, it's in a nice part of town.
Yeah.
You know?
I think your house is more convenient to get to. Your new house is more convenient to get to than your old one.
I kind of do, too, because you get to go on the highway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and the old house is inside the 45 loop, which is, you know.
And you're right off the highway, though. Like, you're right off. All you do is get off, take a left, and
your new house is in a good spot.
Thanks. Yeah.
If you like golf, it's in a really good spot.
But in all seriousness, like, I judge, and I don't want to say I judge, but like.
No, it's okay.
No. I don't want to pick a house that's too inconvenient from main roadways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Roy will only visit you. He looks at it, he pulls it up on the map, and if he can't get there conveniently, he's out.
Than the old house.
I'll never forget producer Victoria. She was the same way. She was like, if there's too many churns, she's like, I ain't coming. And same thing for like, if there's woods, she's like, if it's too off the road and there's like trees and woods, she's like, I ain't going. Yeah. But it's so true. Like, I want it to be conveniently accessed.
Yeah.
You know, don't tell me turn here and then turn here and then take it right here and then turn here.
And it's important. Well, good. I'm glad that you got to get over there to see. Now, producer Nicole's got to come over to see the new crib and then.
I brought a gift. Did you bring a gift?
He did. He brought me wine.
I brought wine.
So now your gifts together are perfect.
What did he bring?
He brought me a wine bottle cooler. Like Yeti.
Yeah, the Yeti thing.
Oh, that's what I got when we moved in.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, dude. Yeah, that's...
It's now my housewarming gift.
Nice.
It's a good gift.
Clearly somebody gave him a bunch. I think, did you get behind a truck where those fell out the back of the truck?
No. I just buy them because I think they're good gifts. You go to my closet, it's 40 of them stacked up.
Oh, man, that's funny. All right. We got, of course, $1,000 at 8 a.m. this morning with the KISS cash code. It's Worst Date Wednesday. I love this day. And up next, though, just around 6:20 this morning, Loren, the most popular baby names of 2019 so far.
Okay.
And I already looked at the list. I got to be honest. There's like five or six names on here. And I'm like, I don't know if I know anybody with this name.
Really?
Yeah. We'll see if your kids are on it coming up. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show on a Wednesday.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right. The most popular baby names of 2019 so far, according to Nameberry. You ready for you want to do the guys or the girls first, Loren? You pick.
Let's do the boys first.
All right, the boys. Here we go. There's 10 of them, so I'll just blow through them, and then you tell me which ones stick out. Felix, this is 10 to 1. Felix, Henry, Finn, Jack, Silas, Asher, Theodore, Atticus, Jasper. Number one is Milo.
Atticus?
No, Atticus is that's a little hard. Atticus
was third.
Yeah.
Jasper was second.
There were a couple that I liked.
I know a Finn.
I think Finn was the one I liked in there.
I also know a Flynn. I know a Henry.
Uh-huh.
I don't know an Asher. I don't know anybody else.
Ooh, I like the name Asher, too.
Reminds me of Pokemon.
Here we go. Top 10 girls' names so far.
Okay.
Charlotte, Amelia, Ada, Amara, Cora, Mahala, Aurora, Olivia, Isla, and number one, Posey.
Hmm. I like Cora and Aurora.
Posey.
They're twins. Those are really cool names.
How about Mahala?
Wait, what's this list? The top names of 2000?
Apparently in Hawaii. I don't know. They all sound like Hawaiian names. No, yeah, the top names from Nameberry in 2019 so far. These are the most registered names throughout all the hospitals.
Oh, that's crazy.
Right?
Atticus is like the old school, like 1920s.
Wasn't there a jail named Atticus? Attica.
Attica.
Mm-hmm. I like Olivia. We know an Olivia. Cora. I knew a Coral. Amara.
Whose name are their kid Posey, though? Let's be serious.
That's number one.
I know.
Posey Posey.
I know there's an actress named Parker Posey, but Posey for a first name, yeah.
Hmm.
Posey follows a trend of vintage and nature names gaining in popularity. Milo is likely gaining popularity thanks to This Is Us act, actor.
Do you guys, when you were picking the names for your kids, do you think about how people can make fun of the names?
Well, so we named our daughter Ruby, as you know, and the neighbor boys call her Ruby Booby. So there's that.
You didn't see that one coming.
No.
What about you?
I mean, I think we went the opposite way. We were like, well, what would be the fun nicknames that we would give him?
I like that you gave Cashton the middle name Duke after Dallas's dad, and then you found out what?
It wasn't really his name.
That's awesome.
That's just what everyone called him.
Yeah. Yep. Do you have names picked?
For kids?
Yeah.
Good like, God, no.
When you and Sterling adopt.
No clue.
Or
have
however
kids.
You do, yeah.
Yeah. No, we don't have names picked out. I don't even want to think about having a child right now.
You have no name in the back of your head that if you thought that you were going to have a child.
Not one.
Okay. What about you, not producer one. Nicole? Do you have names? Is there a name in your head?
I like the names like Bodie, Maddox, and Lincoln. Those are like my
Those
top
cool names.
Boy names. I haven't Bodie's really thought about cool. girl names.
I like Bodie. That's a strong name.
Bodie's a cool name.
Yeah.
Here comes like Bodie. Maddox.
Although I did have a friend whose dog's name was Bodie.
That's what you'll think of.
Ah, yeah.
We already have a girl name picked out if we ever had a girl.
Posey?
Nope.
Mahala?
Posey was not on that list.
You're not releasing it?
Yeah.
Because it's super secret?
Well.
No, somebody stole her name.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
A while back.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to do the dirty?
Yeah.
Or you want to talk more about that topic?
No.
Because okay. I can tell.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
By the way,
nobody stole my name. I got accused of stealing a name.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll put this list of all the names up at kiss951.com. Use the Kiss app to get there and you can check it out for yourself today.
Yeah. All right. So, Kit Harington, Game of Thrones is now wrapped and finished for him. He gets to sit back and watch now. But he says that he is very excited that it's over for one reason specifically. It's for how much his costume weighed. He says the costume itself weighed 33 pounds. Then he had to wear it for 10 hours a day. On top of that, he had to carry a sword and walk around in high heels.
Ugh.
He says he's really short, so he just needed to be as tall as the other people in the scene. So carrying 50 pounds around in high heels was a little difficult for him. Forgive me, Kit Harington, if I don't feel bad for you, because guess what women do?
Wear heels.
We wear high heels and carry our 50-pound children around, or 35-pound children.
And your bag.
Yep, and our bag. And that's 50 pounds together, let's be honest.
Do you find him attractive?
Kit Harington?
Like the Jon Snow character.
I don't.
It's not really my deal.
He's not my type.
Yeah. I mean, I could see where people would find him attractive.
Okay.
He's just not my type.
He looks like a more attractive Post Malone.
Kind of.
Oh, yeah, let's scribble on his face and see if it... It's him!
Undercover. Ariana Grande fans can now get their hands on some very unique merchandise. The singer debuted some merchandise at Coachella with NASA on it. Now she has her song called NASA, and those pieces are now for sale on the website. 8 pieces in the collection, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, and a pair of sunglasses.
Oh, fantastic!
Britney Spears could be retiring from performing altogether. She's I know. It is sad. She's currently being treated in a mental health facility, and she's focusing on herself and dealing with her emotions from the stress of her father's illness. And just, you know, earlier this year, she postponed her Las Vegas residency. And her insiders are saying that she will do whatever it takes to get well. And if that means walking away from performing, then so be it. I mean, at the end of the day, money can't buy your happiness.
That's true. That's 100% true.
What's going on with the residency now? See, like, these hotels put a lot of money and they book out for these residencies. I wonder, like, is the theater just dark? Did they do something else?
I think they try to bring other people in, even if it's for, like, short sprint residencies to fill the void, you know?
That's sad.
Yeah. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you, fans, you know, they have all kinds of theories about what's going on with Taylor Swift, and the newest one includes marriage.
Okay.
You know, going back to Britney Spears backing out, I remember, like, I did that for 911. I realized I was just unhappy because of the hours, and I quit with no plans of, like, a job. And you would have thought that my dad, like, was losing it. He was like, you did what?
With no backup plan, son?
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to go to the radio station. I hope they give me a part-time minimum wage job, and they'll figure it out from there.
Yeah.
But it's good. You have to do what's best for your health.
Of course. Yeah. Quality of life.
I mean, yeah, yesterday on the news, on, like, Entertainment Tonight, and I think Page Six had it, Howard Stern mentioned on Monday on his show that he was retiring because he's like, I'm happy when I'm off the radio. I'm miserable when I'm on the radio. And people bought into it.
Like, he says that all the time.
He does say it all the time. I know. He's like, I'm mental when I'm on the show here with you guys.
And it happens to be whenever he's, like, in the negotiations, he talks about how much he hates it. And then when he signs his new contract, oh, I love the show.
Sirius is the best. A lot of people always ask me, like, Manny, do you know anybody that works at Sirius? And nobody besides Howard works at Sirius for the most part full time. Like, they're all work FM radio jobs and then go to Sirius to do something. They just don't pay there.
Mm-hmm.
So. No, because they're too busy paying Howard.
That's right.
He took all the money.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Lorraine. Up next, I got to tell you guys, something's going on with my son, Dean, and I need a little parental advice. And Lorraine, I'm not even sure you can help me because it's something that an older child, I think, would be dealing with.
Okay.
So if you're a parent out there of, like, a six-year-old boy or girl, Amanda and I are dealing with something at home, and I want to see if maybe you can help me. I'll tell you guys about it in about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hey, if you're a parent and you have a child who might be 5 or 6 years old,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Maybe you can help us out because right now Amanda and I, Roy, are dealing with something that we've never dealt with before on this level. Dean's having really bad nightmares. And it's to the point where it used to be, Lorraine, if your child has a nightmare, they'll come in the middle of the night to your room and they'll say, I had a really bad dream. Or, like, I remember I used to tell you, Dean would yell out in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
What would he say, Roy?
He would go, I had a bad dream.
Yeah.
He was like Oprah.
Yeah. He was like, I had a bad dream. And we would run in there and be like, buddy, it's all right. And lay with him for a minute, and he'd go back to sleep. But now he's built himself into such a frenzy that he won't even go to sleep.
Aww.
That's the problem. Oh, and it's happened. It's happened for about a week, almost every night for about a week.
I feel like you've been dealing with that longer than that.
I know, Amanda said the same thing, but this is different, Lorraine, because this is for the last week, it's been, he, like, grabs you when you try and leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets uncontrollably emotional. Don't leave me. I can't sleep. It's almost like a Nightmare on Elm Street episode where, like, you can't go to sleep because Freddy's coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Like, it's that crucial.
Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595 if you have any advice for our buddy Manny.
So, the thing is he saw a video of a cat skeleton. and the cat skeleton has them all freaked out.
Okay.
Was it an actual cat skeleton or was it like a cartoon of one?
I didn't see it.
Oh.
He just tells me about it. He says, Dad, I saw a video. We watched videos of abandoned places on YouTube and it was on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it was a cat skeleton. And he loves dinosaurs. So like last night we read a dinosaur book. And at the end of it, I said, buddy, you see the fossils of these dinosaurs? It's the same thing as the cat, dude. It's, they're fossils.
Yeah.
And if we go fossil hunting, you don't know what, you know, I tried to break it down to not being a scary thing. Right.
Sure.
I'm like, I got him. We're good. And I go to leave and he grabs my leg and he starts getting uncontrollable. Daddy, daddy, don't leave. Don't leave. You can't leave me. I'm going to have bad dreams. And no
Are
matter
you
what
sure
you tell
just
him,
the cat, though.
That's the jump off point, and I'm not so sure that that's the only thing he dreams about.
Right.
But that's what freaks him out. That's what's in his head.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to know if maybe somebody has some advice on how to relax a child to go to sleep and tell him it's going to be okay. Amanda read something, and we got water and like put mint in it, and we made bad dream spray, and we made it fun for him. So he like sprayed it around his room, and he didn't wake up in the middle of the night last night, but he sure was. Like, we had to talk him into
going to sleep.
Saying it's okay to go to bed, you know?
Let's talk with George in Waxhaw. Hey, George.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, buddy. What advice do you have for our buddy, Manny?
My son, who's 8, used to have the nightmares also, and we started giving him one melatonin gummy at dinner, and it relaxed him enough to where he wouldn't have nightmares. It's been like a year and a half now that he hasn't had a nightmare.
How long did you have to give him the melatonin?
We still give it to him.
Does that have to be, is that over the counter?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can get it at Walmart. They have children's and adult versions. So we just give them one I actually have 5 children, and we give them all one melatonin at dinner. And they don't even wake up in the middle of the night anymore.
That's fantastic.
George, are you drugging your kids?
No, sir.
Okay, all right.
Well, I am, but the legal way. The government says it's fine.
Exactly.
Well, it's very, you know what? There's nothing more heartbreaking than listening to your child scream over something, and then for you to sit there and say it's going to be okay is not okay for them. Like, that doesn't help them, you know?
Right, because at the end of the day, they think that whatever they saw was real.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, George.
All right, let's talk with Amanda in Belmont. She has some advice for Manny.
Good morning, Amanda.
Yeah. Hi, good morning.
So my son's having really bad pre-bedtime stress about a nightmare. You know what I mean? He knows it's coming, so he freaks out.
Right, right. My daughter's kind of had off and on nightmares for a while. She's 6 now, too. But I was wondering if you guys have, like, a calming, like, meditation or, like a sound machine that you have in his room or that you could, like, borrow from sister's room if she has one.
Yeah, we do have a sound machine, but it's just white noise. And I think you're right. You might be onto something. Like, what if we played like a...
We do spa music in Cash.
Yeah, spa music or like calming music. Something like that, you know?
Yeah, we've even started... There's some meditation videos on YouTube for free. And it's like a British lady who will just talk you through, like, imagine like a meadow and there's, you know, any kind of like, or sea creatures or just anything like that. Just like a,
let me talk to
you into your imagination.
Let me record audio.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Of me sharing stories and I'll get Dean to sleep.
Okay. Give me
to sleep too.
Give me an example.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
What was that, Lorraine?
Totally kidding.
I don't know. I'll say,
all right, the door was just open.
All right, buddy. Are you ready on this wonderful adventure?
Yeah.
I'm pausing for it because I don't know.
Right.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
You're waiting for an answer.
You have to pause. You have to enter pauses. Yeah, I'll just say, you know, at one time, there's this boy named Dean, and he was walking through the forest.
What is he in the, are you reading the kabook that we gave him over Christmas?
Hey, people are texting in and saying to try, like, soft, soothing piano music. And then I don't know if you have ever tried this, but have you ever tried the essential oils?
No.
Like, I use them as an adult because I have anxiety before I go to sleep if it gets too late.
Where do you put it?
You just put it on your wrists and, like, under your neck.
Yeah.
And there's, like, lavender ones that help you relax and go to sleep.
Okay.
Or get them on that ASMR where people whisper, I go to sleep.
Oh, my God.
That
no, that's freaky.
Out.
Yeah. All right. Well, I thank you guys because Dean's to the point now where he's 6. And you guys know he's always been very communicative. And now he's going, just take me to a doctor.
Oh,
man.
You know, and Amanda's like, how do we combat that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's like, I can't get rid of it. Take me to a doctor. They'll fix me. Aww. We're going, Dean, just go to bed, buddy. It's going to be okay. So I'm going to take a lot of these calls off the air. Thank you, guys. And thanks for the text messages. We'll read through them, and I'll send them off to my wife. I appreciate it, okay? Yeah. Up next, Loren, you were mentioning something about a fiasco at Build-A-Bear?
Yeah, a mom's story is going viral after she went to a birthday party at Build-A-Bear. I'll tell you what happened coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Am I going to Hollywood? I was up for a major role.
We'll talk about that. Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. We really appreciate you.
So, Manny, you just told us a story about Dean. So I'm just going to stay on the kid topic for a second.
Yeah, so let me just say thank you to everyone who's already reached out on text and called and Insta. I appreciate your help on trying to get the nightmares under control.
But a mom is going viral after she told her story about taking her daughter to a birthday party at Build-A-Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the experience that she had towards the end that people are going crazy over. She says that her six-year-old daughter was invited to this birthday party at Build-A-Bear, and 8 party guests had cake and pizza in the food court at the mall, and then they headed over to the Build-A-Bear store. They all got to pick their special little stuffed animals and make them. Everyone had a great time, but as they were finishing up, she was shocked when the mother of the birthday girl informed everyone that the kiddos needed to give their new stuffed animals to her daughter as a birthday gift.
What?
Yeah. She says one little boy didn't want to give the toy up, and it was basically ripped from his hands. And she says when she got her daughter out of there and into the car, she burst into tears over the incident as they were leaving.
Aww.
I mean, I guess the one question I would have is if she didn't say anything on the front end.
Like if it wasn't on the invitation.
Right. Like, hey, we're building a bear for our little Vanessa or whatever her name is. You know what I mean? That would, because I'd still do that. I think that would be really cool. I think the kids would have enjoyed making a bear for their friend.
Yeah.
And giving it up.
Well, she also pointed out that all the party guests had already brought gifts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did the, does that article say whether the party host paid for the Build-A-Bears?
I'm sure they did probably.
Right?
I mean.
Does that change anything? I mean. She paid the money, and it's not cheap.
No, it just should have been up front. Hey, whatever you're building is going to my kid.
Right. I mean, I think of it as like a party favor that the kids get to take them home.
That's what I would think.
This is an absolute opposite of the birthday party I went to a couple months ago where I wasn't allowed to bring presents to the kid. This is every present goes to the kid.
And then some.
I don't know, man. I hate to say I'm not torn, but Roy, we figured it out. You had to tell the families ahead of time that the bears are for the birthday child.
Gosh, I mean, that. Oof.
And people are calling this the birthday girl's mom, Joan Crawford level parenting skills. If you don't know, Mommy Dearest is Joan Crawford.
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, that she sounds. I don't like that. I mean, you're making kids cry. I mean, come on.
I'm sure that wasn't her intention to make the kids cry. And she probably just narrow-mindedly was only thinking of her daughter in that moment. You know, when she had planned this whole thing, she wasn't thinking about how it would make the other kids feel, which is probably why she didn't put it on the invitation in the first place. She just thought, oh, the kids will want to give little Vanessa or whatever her name is, the teddy bears for her birthday.
Wow. We have someone actually worked at a Build-A-Bear.
This is Brittany in Rock Hill.
Hi,
Brittany. This is such a bizarre story to me. Does this happen?
Yes, actually. I used to work at Build-A-Bear about a year or so ago, and I've actually had parents who, at the very end of the party, after we put the bears in the box and the kids named the bears, just said, "All right, everybody, leave your bears for little Sally. It's her birthday present," and the kids just go hysterical.
Yeah, I just feel like that's something you got to tell, especially with dealing with kids. You got to tell them up front.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and like being a, because I used to be a party host. I used to do these parties. And I'd ask the parents, like, okay, are we just building bears? You know, these are party favors. And they're like, yeah, it's totally fine. Like, yeah, they're going to take them home. And at the end, they're like, nope, by the way, you have to give them to her.
But why would a kid want 15 teddy bears?
It beats me.
You know
no
what
idea.
I mean? Like, why would the kid want that?
I mean, each one's
tea
different.
Parties.
Yeah. I mean, each one's different. But hey, let me ask you this, Brittany. Do you guys hit them with the bill at the end? And then all of a sudden they're like, If I'm paying $1,200, my daughter's getting these bears.
You think that's what it is?
I'm wondering.
We have different party packages. Like, they go from, like, $10 a child to, like, $35 a child. So depending on the bears they pick, depends on how much the party overall costs.
But they
so know this going in.
They have an idea on the front end of what it's going to cost.
Gotcha. Do.
Okay. All right. Wow. Thanks, Brittany.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
I think I would have, if I was a parent at this party, I think I'd just give the party mom the $35 or whatever it was. You know what I mean? And been like, hey, my kid's kind of attached to it. He doesn't want to give it up. Can I just give you the money for
you
it?
You go build another bear yourself.
Area code 980 said, I would tell that woman to go do you know what and take the bear for my kid. Area code 704 texted and said, heck no, that's weird. I used to work at a go-kart place with the packages. They got tickets for rides. What do you say? Okay, little Johnny gets to do all the rides while you guys watch?
Right.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird, right?
It's such a weird concept.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that, Lorraine.
Yeah.
All right. Am I going to be going to Hollywood? Am I going to be featured in a big movie? We'll find out.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So if you didn't know, maybe a week or so ago, I was telling you about how I was up for a role in a movie. And it's a pretty big movie. It's called Neighbors, featuring Seth Rogen and what's the kid's name? Efron? Zac Efron? Thank you. And but my role in the movie, because the movie's already out, so you can't be in a movie that's already out.
Yeah,
can't
right.
Be twice, yeah.
So I auditioned for to be the Bad Words voiceover guy for Seth Rogen. So anytime it's made for cable, it's a movie made for cable. So anytime that there was a bad word, I would say it, a different version of the word
As Seth Rogen.
As Seth Rogen, and I did finally hear back. I was in the top three. Finalist. Now, if you want to hear my audition tape that I sent in, here's a little preview. Oh, no, no. Oh, puppy. Oh, gummy bears.
Oh, no.
You sold us out.
You said puppy and gummy bear.
I was trying to make a point, Lorraine. I was trying to stand out.
And yeah. You said that the director or whoever puts these movies on TV in Finland, which is where you're
up. It's a Finnish company that's doing it. Yeah.
They don't give you the words to use. They just say.
They give you clips of the movie, and then you got to record watching the movie.
And your own adjectives.
Yes, my own words. I make it up all on my own.
Is that a balloon? You find a balloon?
Crappy! That's not a balloon!
Well, when we talked about this, Roy, I think you're right, last week or the week before, a lot of people said you sound like Seth Rogen.
You do kind of sound like Seth Rogen.
It's surprising. I would have never thought of that.
You know, and if they sync it up right, your voice and Seth Rogen's voice would be fine. Then next thing you know, you're on the red carpet in Finland as the voiceover guy.
I think you're going to do a red carpet for...
All right.
Made-for-TV movie.
I could hang out with Seth and be like, I'm your devil, man.
You are one of three?
Yes. And I can officially say that I did not get the role.
Aww.
I didn't get it.
Buddy.
I didn't get it. But at least I was in the top three. That was fun.
Did they call and tell you you didn't get it, or did you just hear through the grapevine that someone else got it?
They called, and I kind of knew something was up, because remember a week ago when I told you guys, I was like, hey, I should hear about this soon, and then I didn't hear anything.
Mm.
And so I kind of think they were trying to work out the deal with the one guy, and then if that fell through, they would go to me, because I was like, why is this taking forever? And then I got the word that they backed out.
No news is good news, and a lot of... occupations,
not
except
ours.
In show business.
Yeah.
No news is bad news in show business.
So,
man, well that was still fun.
I got to audition, and the casting guy said he'd keep me in mind for future movies made for cable.
Cool.
And
did you tell him I can also do a good Samuel L. Jackson?
He said my voice fits various character profiles.
Mm.
Hmm.
I was like, really?
How generic of you.
You know, I guess that's not really that good of a thing, is it?
We have a role for you. Can you play Joe Pesci in Casino?
All right.
You find a balloon?
Oh, crappy! That's not a balloon!
I think you sound just like him there.
I thought I was a shoo-in. I don't know.
And if you did get the gig, would you have had to miss like radio time? Or would you?
No, you do it all on your own time. It's just
and then you send it to them?
You have a deadline. Because I looked at, because that was important to me when I was auditioning. I can't miss the show. And you just have a deadline. You got to submit it all in by a certain deadline. And then they make the movie. Because they also edit out, they edit out full scenes for cable. They do a whole bunch of modifications.
It's got to be fit in for the time restraints and stuff. Yeah. Would it have paid okay?
Yeah. It paid pretty well, in my opinion.
Five?
5,000? No, not that much.
No. Really?
Yeah, but over like $2,000.
Okay.
I mean, I wonder, in a movie like that, you probably have a lot of lines, but in a normal movie, I would think that you would have like, I don't know, how many bad words are in a normal movie?
Yeah.
Seven, you know?
What could you do, Loren?
Nothing.
No, I don't know. You could do a voiceover for someone.
I mean, I don't know who I sound like.
Keep talking.
You hear me talk all day, every day.
I know, it's the voice in my head. You and my wife, left shoulder, right shoulder.
Yeah.
Buddy, I'm sorry. Were you upset? Did you have a couple cocktails last night to get over the...
No, I mean, at the end of the day, I still have this show. Now, if I get fired from here, if I had to like re-audition for my role here, I'd be upset.
I feel like we should let you do your acceptance speech as best voiceover actor at the Oscars.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I'd like to say that I want to thank, of course, my one God. Number two, what? Why are you pointing to you, Manny?
Us!
He would like
your
to
thanks.
Be thanked.
Why am I going to thank you two? You didn't do crap to help
me
get that audition.
You.
You guys didn't do anything. You didn't support me.
We were moral support.
You didn't.
This is the best speech ever. Yelling back at the crowd.
You guys didn't do anything for me.
The following people did nothing for me, and therefore I'm not going to thank them. That's a good speech.
Yeah.
I like that. No, dude. Well, sorry to hear you didn't get the gig, but you know
that's
what
okay.
You are good at?
What's
the
that?
Senseless surveys.
Yes, and it is brand new. Senseless survey is going to be coming up just before the dirty.
That's something Seth Rogen couldn't do of yours.
That's right.
That's right. All right.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. Used to call me on my cell phone. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello? Hello?
How you doing, Jesse?
Hello?
Jesse?
Who's this?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau, it's time for us to get the survey underway. We got to record this for the American government. You okay?
Yeah, what's up?
Listen, we got to record this. It's time for the U.S. Senseless Bureau. Did I wake you?
Yeah, actually, you did.
Do you think it's a coincidence that mostly white people eat at Cracker Barrel?
What? A Cracker Barrel?
Can I get a what? People. What?
What?
If you die in a fire, does the crematory give you a discount? Because you, I mean, the job's halfway.
Oh my gosh!
What? Are you serious right now? Dude, it's early in the morning. What are you talking about?
Ever wondered what cured ham was cured of? Jesse? Hey, Jesse, listen, if skinny people go skinny dipping, do fat people go chunkin' dunkin'? I think Jesse fell asleep. Jesse! Jesse! The government is on the phone, Jesse!
Did he really fall asleep?
Jesse, if you bring an African elephant to America, would it be an African-American elephant?
What in the world?
Oh. Are you serious? He didn't wake back up?
I don't know. He hung up, so maybe he looked at it and hit it off.
He's like, oh, this dude's really hanging in there, huh?
I think he fell asleep, though.
I guarantee you he dreamt of elephants, though, because that's the last thing you said to him. That was funny.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Lorette, we were talking about Roy not getting his voiceover role in the movie Neighbors.
Yeah.
For TV. You know, he was going to fill in for Seth Rogen when he swore.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said Lorette could do the voiceover for Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City.
Oh.
Oh. Huh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe I will. Okay. So Taylor Swift fans, they have a ton of theories about what's going on and what is coming regarding this big tease of 426. which Taylor Swift has been putting everywhere. Well, people think that it's either a new single or an album, but now her fans are thinking that it could be something entirely different, namely a wedding. Now, there were some various photos, including one of a diamond-encrusted heart, and some people are thinking that that is an engagement ring.
Okay.
We'll have to wait and see. We're not far off. We have, like, 10 days. Wendy Williams' husband may soon be unemployed. We told you that she had filed for divorce after her husband had a baby with someone else.
Uh-huh.
But he is the executive producer of The Wendy Williams Show, and that hasn't changed since the divorce papers were served.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now, the departure will be inevitable, I would think.
It's probably just a...
It just no longer makes sense.
No, I know, but it's... Roy said he didn't know that. I didn't know that either, and I wonder if it's just kind of a credit.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Because maybe he helps her get her bag ready in the morning or something. You know what I mean? Like, the executive producer thing, they throw that around.
Really? You think so? I don't know. I think maybe she, puts the show together with him. You know, we have some people that we know who used to be married, and they were great business partners. And now they're not married anymore, but they're still business partners.
Right.
They were just better off in business, obviously, than they were in
business.
A marriage. Yeah. Hmm. So, who knows? But I would think that this... employment doesn't make sense anymore, so I would think that he would go.
Roy, is now the time we should come out and tell everyone about our escapades?
That we were once married, but now we're just business partners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we'll keep that a secret for now.
Oh. Okay. Back to you, Lauren.
All right. last night...
If you don't laugh at this show, I don't know what's going on in your world. I'm sorry.
Did you know that Beyonce dropped a live album?
Oh, my God. No, doesn't my wife know?
Well, it's titled Homecoming. Now, there's a ton of old tracks on there. It's like a compilation of her performing, you know, these things live. But there's also two new songs, including Before I Let Go.
And I just found my soundtrack for our ride down to Greenville this weekend.
There you go.
Good.
Hang on, that kind of sounded creepy. I'll never let you go before I go.
Never, 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 it is till death do us part.
That's what she's saying, man. If I go down, you're going down with me.
Uh-huh. Khloe Kardashian's Instagram went to private, and you may have noticed it if you weren't following her, because only her 90 million followers could actually see her stuff when she accidentally posted it as private.
Khloe, you said?
Yeah. Khloe did say, though, that it was just an accident, and when she found out, she fixed it. But if... now I can't get on my phone. I hate electronics. Anyway, I had something in my phone that I wanted to tell you about that had to do with Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson following her around like a puppy dog now. But I guess we'll do that in the 8:30 dirty when my phone decides to unlock.
Was Kristen Thompson singing the new Beyonce joint to her?
I don't know, man. That's
maybe.
All right. Thanks, Lauren.
All right. Let's play Can't Beat Lauren. 704-570-9595-87 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lauren, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS 95.1.
Harry, welcome to the Meanie Roy and Lauren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lauren today.
Yay!
What town are you representing, Carrie?
Waxhaw, North Carolina.
Waxhaw. All right.
All right, throw Lauren out of the studio.
Get out, Lauren.
I'm going.
All right, Lauren, putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio where she can no longer hear these questions, and she is gone.
Carrie, playing for Waxhaw, what 60-year-old iconic pop star and Like a Prayer singer just announced the release of an upcoming album?
Madonna.
Question two, Ed Sheeran is playing a benefit show to benefit education in front of a lucky 800 people. According to the song with the same name, where is the castle?
According to the song with the same name, where's the castle?
He's got a song about a castle. Where is the castle located?
France.
Question three. Beyonce not only released a Netflix documentary, but she also dropped a new album called Homecoming, the live album. Who's Beyonce's hubby?
Beyonce's hubby.
Beyonce's husband is... Three.
Justin Bieber? Yeah, I should know this. I don't.
Justin Bieber, Roy. Question four. Michelle Obama is taking some backlash of a comment she made comparing divorced dads to Donald Trump. Who is Michelle Obama's husband?
Barack Obama.
Right. You got one of them. Beyonce, don't know. Michelle Obama, we do. Question five. Taylor Swift's fans think she's getting married to her boyfriend. What is his name? Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Tristan Tomlin.
Okay. Come on in, Loren.
I carried you.
She got two correct.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Hey, that's better than one.
That is better than one. There you go. Here we go. Real quick, let's see how Loren does. What 60-year-old iconic pop star and Like a Prayer singer announced she's got an upcoming album?
Madonna.
That's right. 1-1.
And question number two. Ed Sheeran is playing a benefit show for education in front of a lucky 800 people. According to the song with the same name, where is the castle located?
By the hill.
That is incorrect.
Where?
It's on the hill.
Ah, you rat.
Carrie, the song title is Castle on the Hill.
Yep, and Carrie said France, so it's... It's 1-1.
Okay.
All right, focus. This is where you lose control.
All right.
Beyonce has not only released a new Netflix documentary, but she also dropped a new album called Homecoming, the live album. Who's Beyonce's husband?
Jay-Z.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Carrie said Justin Bieber. It's 2-1.
Michelle Obama is taking some backlash of a comment she made comparing divorced dads to Donald Trump. Who's Michelle Obama's husband?
Barack Obama.
That is correct. It is 3-2.
And show everyone your knowledge here, Loren. Taylor Swift fans think she's getting married to whom?
Joe Allen.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Carrie said Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, Joe Allen's her boyfriend.
All right, final score, 4-2. Loren, you have 88 wins.
I can't believe I got that one wrong. All right, Carrie, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today?
We can't beat Loren.
You could try. Good job. Thanks for playing, though. We appreciate it.
Still to come.
It's a Wednesday, which means we got to bring back something we call on the show Worst Date Wednesday. You tell us how pathetic, how crazy, how awkward your first date was, and then the three of us have to make the guess whether or not there was a second date.
704-570-9595. You got that awful date? We want to hear it. Call now. We'll do it at 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is time to call in for Worst Date Wednesday. Tell us how bad the date was, and we'll guess if there's a second date.
I love this because I feel like out of, you know, 4 or 5 phone calls we take, at least 1 or 2 were like, definitely no second date. And then they'll go, no, we're married.
Right.
And you're like, what? How does that happen?
All right, first up on Worst Date Wednesday, let's bring in Cameron from Concord. Hey, Cameron.
Hey, so my bad date was, well, I went on a date with a...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Girl. Well, first, I met this girl because my brother knew her, and I've seen pictures of her online, and
okay.
You know, we started texting and stuff. Well, then I met up with her, but we went on a date, and this other girl was with us. Well, she didn't look anything like she did in pictures online, so I thought I was texting my brother, and I texted in the text and said, you know, this other girl looks better. The girl that you sent me on a date with looks nothing like she does online, but I actually sent the text to her.
Ooh. Funny.
Oh, hold on. Hold on a second, Cameron. Let me let that sink in. You told the girl that you're going on a date with that the other girl you saw looked much better, thinking that that text was going to your brother.
No, the girl that was
I got it.
Girl with it. And I told, I was texting my brother saying the other girl that we're with looks better than the girl that you sent me on a date with.
Let me ask you something. Did you use names? Like, is there any way that you could have gotten out of it? Or did you use names in the text message?
I mean, I didn't use names, but I mean, well, I did use the other girl's name because I knew her because my brother went to high school with her.
Okay, right, I'm gonna say that there was not a second date.
You know that there's no woman that's going to be okay with you saying that there's another woman there that's better looking than she is. Thanks, Cameron.
And that's why I had asked if they use names, because then you could flip it and say, oh, I thought I was texting the other person.
But
about
I didn't know him, but my brother went to school with her and she knew him, so. Oh, yeah, I think I get it, dude. It's you sent the text to the wrong girl. No. So what happened was my mom was there and I'm like, what?
All right, let's talk with Stephanie and Albemarle. Tell us about the date.
Hey, guys. So pretty much what happened was, like, we were 15, so we couldn't drive yet, and we were going to the movies for our first date. The movie was Soul Surfer. I don't know if you remember that movie.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, we couldn't drive, so we had to have both of our parents take us. And it took me about, like, 10 minutes after the movie started that that he messaged me saying, oh, my mom couldn't take me.
So you were there by yourself.
How old were y'all?
Hey, she said they were 15.
15?
15.
So think about young love, 15.
Yeah, they went on a second date. It was young. They're young.
But they're not together anymore.
Yeah, of course, not now.
Are you married?
No. This Friday will be our 8-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet, though.
Oh, they stayed together.
Yeah, they did stay together.
All right, thanks, Steph.
Yeah, when you're young, you forgive stuff like that.
Yeah.
As you get older, I don't know, you hold grudges.
And by the way, when you're 15 and you say that my parents can't take me to a place, that is a legit excuse. Okay? It's not like you couldn't get in the car and drive, you know?
That's true. Anna and Charlotte.
Yeah, so I went out on a date with this guy, and his best friend ended up crashing the date. Ooh. So by the time I got there, he texted me saying that his best friend was there. They already started bowling. They already started drinking. And it was pretty much a disaster after that. His friend and I ended up getting into it, and he wasn't taking either side. And then his friend wanted to go home. And then they went and got food, and they got burritos, and they were trying to shove it in my face to eat one.
Okay, all right. Horrible date, Anna. Here's the thing, though. If there was no shot at a second date, why would she have given us all the bad details? In other words, she's a good storyteller, so she wants us to think there wasn't a second date because she told us how bad that date was.
I don't think there was a second date.
I'm going to say there was.
I'm going to say it's bros before, you know? So, no second date.
Technically, there was no second date. We agreed to go on a second date, and then he got really stupid, and I decided not to go.
Smart. Smart thinking.
Yeah,
he's not the guy.
Okay. He was, all right, thanks, Anna.
Pretty stupid to begin with.
Yeah.
Very detailed. All right. You guys want to do another round, or are we...
If you have another bad date, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. That's Khalid.
Your plug for hit music.
That's not right. Kiss 95.1. We're all the hits. Home of the Meanie Rather and Morning Show is the it's all the hits, and Home of the Meanie Rather and Morning Show is there.
I got confused with our sister station, which is your plug for today's R&B and hip hop.
Yeah, that's
your
not
plug. Hey, we want to what?
I don't know.
I don't know either, Roy. Don't ask me what the plug means. I don't know. Right. Hey, we are playing Worst Date Wednesday, though. And this is a segment that we love, and we need you to get in on this. Tell us about your horrible, awkward, maybe funny first date, whatever it was. The first date went wrong, and then we're going to guess whether or not there's a second date. And the reason why we love this is because a lot of times you tell us how bad a first date was, and we're in here going, oh, there's no way.
Mm-hmm. Then you end up married.
Married 15 years this week. You're like, whoa.
704-570-9595. Becca in Fort Mill, tell us about your date.
Okay. So I met this guy through a fellow coworker, and he and I were emailing each other back and forth for quite some time. And he suggested that we go out. Okay, so he was going to pick me up after work. No big deal. Picked me up. We were heading out, having a good time. And then he mentioned to me if I was engaged, and I looked puzzled at him because I forgot to take my engagement ring off. I was engaged at the time. So, yeah. Okay, we continued the date. We went out, we went to a movie, we had dinner, I ended up sleeping with him that night. And then he was taking me back to my house the next morning, where my fiance was waiting there with a baseball bat because he found out what was going on.
Told you the segment was fantastic.
You just openly admitted to cheating.
Well, I don't think they're together anymore, her and the fiance. I'm going to say that you are now with the new guy and the worst date grew into a relationship.
We've been married 18 years.
Whoa! We have questions.
I have so many questions.
I have a lot. Like, how did the fiance know? Why did you...
Why did the other guy continue the date after...
Yes!
You mean my husband?
Yeah.
So my husband and I continue to date each other only because you just know. You just know in your heart when it's right. And I had so many doubts about getting married to the other guy. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go out and I'm going to see if this is, you know, am I really meant to get married? Do I, you know, do I have any guilt or remorse? And I had no guilt or remorse. But after I met my husband and I'm like, no, this is the one I'm totally meant to. So this all happened about 6 weeks before I was supposed to walk down the aisle.
Oh my God.
This is like an episode of War of the Roses.
I know this is, yeah, this is worst date Wednesday, not worst cheat Wednesday.
I totally get it. But you know what? The worst date ever also turned into be the best date. Cause my husband's car, my ex decided to completely trash his car. So, yeah. And he still kept dating me.
Wow. Okay. We told you.
Yeah.
This is fun listening to your stories. Thanks, Becca.
Is it bad I'm not even mad at the ex-husband?
Roy's sitting here open mouth.
That's a crazy story, man. And I want to know how he knew what was going on. The ex-husband knew.
Yeah.
Like, did he follow them that night?
Right.
Did somebody call them and see them out? Because it didn't sound like she was hiding it at all. She had just forgotten to take off her engagement ring.
And my man drove up and dropped her off. Like, she didn't, like...
Right?
She didn't find a ride.
But I guess if she's sitting there going, hey, you know what? I'm engaged, but only by law. Like, I'm getting out of this.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Although she did go back home to the ex now.
The judgment-free zone. Yeah. I just probably would have...
So fascinating.
...flipped it off before I went on a date.
Paris and Gastonia.
Yeah.
Hi, tell us about your date.
So it was... a first date. We had went with a group of friends. It was completely awkward. The food from the restaurant got spilled all over both of us.
Ooh.
He didn't speak the whole time, and then I kept catching him making glimpses at my boobs, and I was like, oh, my God, what is going on right now?
No way. No second date, I'm going to say. What do you say, Loren?
I say no second date.
I'm going to say there's a second date. You thought he was charming.
Yeah, we actually are married and have a son.
Yeah. I could tell. You weren't disgusted. You were just kind of like, oh, when he was looking.
And still kind of giggly.
Yeah.
You can tell that you've got a good relationship.
You didn't hate the fact that he was peeking, you know. You didn't.
Well, they were there for a reason. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I guarantee you that shirt's still in her wardrobe.
Hey, all right.
Thanks, Paris. We got one more. We're just waiting on it, but.
She was like, I was flaunting you that night on purpose.
Here's someone that texted it from area code 704 that said, I had a man show me his nipple in a restaurant to show me that a bullet once grazed him. See, that is an amazing conversation starter / icebreaker. Not many guys have that story that they can share with you.
A bullet once grazed?
So on a text play, I'm going to say there was a second date.
Yeah, I'm going to say there was a second date.
Okay,
I'm
let's
gonna
see.
I'm going to say it creeped her out and there was no second date.
We'll ask why we take this phone call. We'll get the answer.
All right, let's... I didn't see the name.
Sorry.
Let's go to Angela and Hickory.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, Angela. Tell us about the date.
Well, it was my birthday and my boyfriend comes to the house and he convinced me to get dressed up and get some nice heels and that he had a nice date planned. So I get dressed up in these high heels, and he makes me walk 2 miles to the destination. He didn't tell me where we were going. It was a surprise. He ended up taking me to McDonald's, buying me a hamburger with a coupon, and then he ended up eating the hamburger and making me walk 2 miles back to my house in heels and a skirt.
I'm going to say there's no second date here.
No. Not at all.
Yeah. This seems pretty open and shut.
You can hear the anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
when you said you walked 2 miles in heels, yeah, that was the.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
Angela went. Go ahead.
He had a vehicle too. He had his license and everything. Mm. But he's like, I think it's more romantic if we walk. And I'm thinking, no, it's not.
When you slapped him, did it leave a mark or no? Thanks.
Actually, a lot of girls didn't date him after that for a while.
Yeah, I bet. Thanks, Angela. Okay, back to our texting story. About the man who showed her his nipple in the restaurant to show her where the bullet was grazed.
Was there a second date?
Not at all, she said. Not even close. All right,
thanks for playing,
you guys. We got a census survey. This one is hilarious. Roy, you pushed the boundaries with your questions, which I think are fantastic.
I think these are the worst questions ever. Like, I think they're really insulting. And the guy falls asleep on the phone with me. You have to hear it. It's brand new, and it's coming your way in 5 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello? Hello?
How you doing, Jesse?
Hello?
Jesse?
Who's this?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. It's time for us to get the survey underway. We got to record this for the American government.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, what's up?
Listen, we got to record this. It's time for the U.S. Census Bureau. Did I wake you?
Yeah, actually, you did.
Do you think it's a coincidence that mostly white people eat at Cracker Barrel?
What? What? At Cracker Barrel?
Can I get a what?
What?
If you die in a fire, does the crematory give you a discount because you... I mean, the job's halfway.
Oh, my gosh, Roy.
What? Are you serious right now with this? Dude, it's early in the morning. What are you talking about?
Ever wondered what cured ham was cured of? Oh. Jesse? Hey, Jesse, listen. If skinny people go skinny dipping, do fat people go chunkin' dunkin'? I think Jesse fell asleep. Jesse. Jesse. The government is on the phone, Jesse. Jesse, if you bring an African elephant to America, would it be an African-American elephant?
Oh, my gosh.
He legit fell asleep.
Yeah.
Now, this is a minute and a half, or almost 2 minutes. And I know that you edit these, you record them.
There was a lot more silence.
A lot more sleeping?
A lot more sleeping, yes. Yeah.
That's some funny stuff. Hey, will you use those questions on somebody who's awake? Because I'd like to hear them answer.
I know.
I love those.
They're so good.
Bring those back.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Got a text message earlier this morning when we played it at 720 that said that was the funniest senseless they've heard, and the guy didn't even respond.
That's true.
It probably is. The questions are a bit far.
Every Monday, every Wednesday, 720 and 820. Make an appointment to be with us if you love the senseless. It's going to be there.
All right, so April 26th, we told you that's a big day, especially for Taylor Swift fans, because she's got something coming that she keeps teasing. Well, fans are accusing Kim Kardashian of throwing shade at Taylor Swift and reigniting that feud between them, because she also is doing something on April 26th. She just announced that she's got a collaboration fragrance coming out with her sister Kylie Jenner, and they decided to drop it on April 26th. Fans not happy about it and tweeting at Kim Kardashian saying that day is already booked. The Queen Taylor Swift is dropping hers.
Yeah, okay, but people, one of them you can get on iTunes. The other one you can get at Ulta. It's the difference.
I know, but I guess because it's a big day for both of them. They're saying that Kim Kardashian is trying to step on Taylor Swift's dress.
No.
Listen, there's 364 other days in the year.
Oh, so you're Team Swifty with this?
I am.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. She is.
Anne Hathaway, we've talked about her saying that she's not drinking anymore until her son gets out of the house. But in a recent interview, she says that she doesn't have a drinking problem. She has a hangover problem. She says that her last hangover lasted 5 days, and she just doesn't want to do that anymore. She doesn't think drinking is bad. She just can't handle it right now.
Okay.
And Beyonce, she released a homecoming album. It is Homecoming, and it's a compilation of live tracks. There's 40 different live tracks on there that total over an hour and 49 minutes worth of music. But she also has a couple new songs on there. One is called Before I Let Go.
Heads up, my wife, who is a total beehive.
Uh-huh.
Can't find it on iTunes. So.
It's not on iTunes right now. You know they have Tidal, so it always drops on Tidal first, and then we'll get it on iTunes. I would never, 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 never let you go
before. That's a lot of nevers.
It really is.
Hey, by the way, shout out to our Campy Loren caller earlier this morning who thought that Beyonce was married to Justin Bieber. Yeah, that's probably the first time we heard that in Campy.
I mean, there's a J.
Maybe she just had a moment where she couldn't think of a name, and that was the first name that popped into her head. Some answer is better than no answer.
I love where you're going with that, Loren. Maybe she's a clairvoyant, and we have a new couple alert 10 years from now.
I doubt it.
Yes. All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
So I found a fun vintage-looking keyboard that you can connect to your computer, your iPad, and your different devices. But it looks like a vintage typewriter keyboard.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So kind of fun. The keys are rounded, and it will work with a bunch of different devices. So if you want to see, if you can hook it up to yours, you can head to kiss951.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Loren. We got to talk to intern Sydney. We discovered that she has an odd phobia.
It has to do with her feet.
And if you have an odd phobia, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. We'll talk to her coming up in 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So our intern Sydney is in the studio, and I heard through the grapevine you have an odd phobia.
I do.
What's going on?
Well, I was at school last week, and I wore my tacos. My toes weren't painted.
You wore tacos?
Tacos. The sandals.
Okay.
And I wore like tacos. Flip-flops. Yeah, they're like flip-flops for hiking and stuff.
I heard but tacos too, buddy.
It's tacos.
It's Choco Tuesday.
Hey, that's a thing. But my toes weren't painted, and somebody was like looking at my toes. And I was like, why are you staring at them? And I think it's just because like I had open-toed shoes on, but my toenails weren't painted. And that's my phobia. Like, I cannot wear sandals without my toes painted.
Oh.
If I don't have toenail polish on my toes, I can't wear sandals.
But you did.
But I did, because it was hot outside, and I was like, nobody's going to look at my toes.
Did you get scared when you saw it?
It freaked me out. He was like just staring dead at him, and I was like, I was like, I'm leaving the room.
What did you think?
I thought she was going to say that she absolutely despises feet in general.
Oh, I guarantee.
Mean, I like my feet.
Hey, there's people out there that have the foot phobia where they can't even, they don't want to touch a foot.
That's the way my sister is.
I think Nicole is like that, producer Nicole.
Nicole, do you have foot phobia?
It's not that I have, like, I'm not scared of feet, but, like, I don't want your feet around me. Like, I don't want to see them. I don't want to touch them.
You're grossed out. You're grossed out by feet.
Yeah, it's weird.
You have any other weird phobias? Well, I don't want to use the word weird because that's just judgmental.
I have a weird phobia.
Okay.
I absolutely hate bubble baths. It makes me claustrophobic. I feel like the bubbles are taking over the tub.
I'm with that one.
Oh, see, I like to blow them and play around and
make a beard.
Yeah, splishy splashy.
I hate bubble baths. I love normal baths. Can't do the bubbles.
Really? See,
when
I get a normal bath, I don't want to see everything. I want to hide. That's too much.
Yeah, for Roy and I, bubbles are the more bubbles, the better. I look great from the neck up. Hold on a second. But you're just talking in the tub. Like, what if it was, like, because we had the hot tub up in, we had the jacuzzi up at Beach Mountain, and you were okay. Weren't you?
Moving water is okay. But the second you bubble bath in there, it's the suds that I feel like, I don't know.
Like, they
I just
get
really claustrophobic.
Take you in. It's like,
you're freaked out by that too?
I mean, even when I was little, we never took bubble baths.
What other phobias do you have? You seem like an open book, intern Sid.
I vacuum my room. My mom brought it up. I vacuum my room like 5 times a day.
Why?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to come to my house?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, why did you go crazy when we asked you to vacuum the studio the other day
I
after Lorraine gave
crazy.
A haircut to... Okay. All right, what is your quirky kind of phobia? That's a good word for it. We're not going to say strange
quirky
or odd.
Quirky is a good word.
Yeah. A fun phobia.
704-570-9595. We need to find out.
This is Amanda and Hickory. What's your phobia?
Slugs. Oh, my God. They're so disgusting.
Yeah, they are pretty.
Okay.
I throw salt on them things like it's nothing. You know?
Did you say you throw salt on them?
Yeah, that's how you kill them.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Okay, what point does a slug have?
I don't know.
I'm sure it has some form in the circle of life.
Amanda, if you see a slug, will you, like, walk around it or, like, intentionally walk away from it?
It is almost crippling for me. I will have my son come out on our sidewalk to move them. Like, I will stand outside and yell for him until he comes, and he will, like, kick them off so that I can continue. Or I will veer off into the grass and walk over to my neighbor's yard and down theirs to get to my car.
You know they're pretty slow. They're not going to run after you.
Yeah, they're really gross, though. Yeah. And I'm not running anywhere because I'm like the chubster in chief, but they are so disgusting. I just can't even. Oh, God, just the thought of them makes me feel a little bit of like nausea in my throat.
All right, well, we don't want you to get sick, so we'll stop discussing the slugs, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
We're getting some text messages. 704 texted in and said, this is definitely quirky. I have a phobia of a cluster of circles. I don't know what that means.
Bubbles?
Maybe. Maybe that's what they're talking about. And then also, I have a phobia of cotton balls. I hear that a lot.
Really?
This person said that it makes them cry.
What?
Yeah. Like, some people can't touch cotton. They can't watch you pull it apart. This conversation right now is probably driving someone up a wall.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You have a really bad phobia with needles.
Yeah.
What about you, Sid? No?
I can get a tattoo all day long, but flu shots are a no-go.
Really?
Seriously.
Yeah, needles doesn't bother me.
But the dentist bugs me, too.
Yeah, dentist. What about the tattoos? That you're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with tattoos.
See, and get this. The dentist doesn't bother me.
The dentist I can
get Novocaine.
Me.
Mm-mm.
Aren't we interesting as human beings? Just so interesting. Like, what totally bothers somebody else is nothing.
It's like unfazing the person.
Yes. Let's keep this going. We need more calls, man.
704-570-9595. What's your fun phobia? We'll talk to you in five.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show talking about your phobias at 704-570-9595.
Intern Sydney got us started because she said she doesn't like her toenails not painted.
She can't wear open-toed sandals without them being painted.
Yeah, she's freaked out by that. And then our new intern, Preston, is in here. We're going to talk to him in a second. He's got a phobia. He knows the name of it and everything.
I didn't even know it was a real thing. Let's talk with Mary in Charlotte. What's your phobia?
Oh, sorry.
What's your phobia? We lost her.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. She had the fear of circles.
Mary, are you there? Mary? Sorry, Mary, call us back.
Dang, I need to know about this because somebody texted in about it. I've never even heard of this phobia.
Okay, let's go to Natasha and Charlotte.
Hello.
Hi, what's your phobia?
All right, so it's not really weird, but I will freak out. Spiders are the worst, especially in cars. Yeah, if you ever see a car in the middle of the road, on a busy road with hazard lights on, and someone just frantically running out, that's me. There's a spider in the car.
I think I would do the same thing. And I wouldn't call it a phobia. I just don't like spiders. But if there was a spider in my car, I think I'd bail.
I can't kill them. The crunchiness when you kill them sounds disgusting.
You
the
shouldn't kill spiders,
disgusting.
Natasha. And you should like spiders. And I'm going to tell you why. Is there anything worse than other critters out there, like flies, gnats, and I don't know, like other disgusting things that can fly? You know, spiders put an end to that stuff.
Yeah, well, if they're in the house, you know, they got to go. Or if they're in the car, they got to go.
Thanks.
Try to, you know.
Amanda freaks out.
Take them outside.
My wife hates spiders.
The only time I really freak out over a spider is when you kill it and all their babies run out.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, that's the worst. And then you're like trying to stomp everywhere, and then you feel bad because you're killing the kids.
Go. You know? Little spiders. Get all those flies.
I was just going to run into my backyard kingdom,
yes,
little
go.
Ones.
I was just going to quickly say, Amanda goes, ew, there's something in the corner of our house. And it was one of those like stink bugs.
Uh-huh.
You know what those things look like? And it was caught, but I go, ooh, Amanda, conundrum. It's caught in a spider web, which means the spider did its job and killed the stink bug.
So let's kill both.
All right, let's talk with Mary. We accidentally lost you earlier, Mary. You have a fear of circles?
Yeah, it's like, for example, looking at a beehive,
it gross. Something about it makes me so nauseous and lightheaded. And so, like, anything that looks like a beehive, it just freaks me out.
And that's the cluster of phobia, the cluster of circles phobia somebody texted us about.
Yeah, it has a name. I cannot remember what it is.
We'll look it up, but wow, okay.
I know, it's weird. It's so weird.
It's not weird. It's you. It's what bothers you, you know?
Hmm.
I'm looking at it right now. See, Roy, see if that makes you dizzy.
No, it's just a bunch of circles.
He just passed out. Thanks, Mary. Thanks for the info there.
All right, let's go to Christian in Hudson. What are you a phobia of?
Hey, okay, so it's super weird. I am afraid of wet paper, including paper towels. So, like, if I'm just sitting there washing my hands and the next paper towel has, like, the slightest wet spot, I will go through the whole roll until I can find a dry towel.
Girl, you know they get wet when you dry your hands, right?
Yes, I know that. That's the weird part.
No, that's fine.
It has to be completely dry before I even dry my hands.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
I think I might, like,
Why?
I wouldn't call mine a phobia, Christian, but I think I want a dry towel, too. I think if I was, like I was making a HelloFresh the other night, mm-hmm. and I got water somewhere and one of the towels had wetness on it, I threw it out and took a dry one without even thinking about it. But it wasn't a phobia.
By the way, I just found out Sterling, my boyfriend, texted me, and he has the little circle phobia thing.
Really?
And I've never known that.
Hmm.
Then again, I guess we don't go near beehives.
Right.
It's not like that comes up in our daily.
Now you better ditch the gyroscope present you were going to get him.
Yeah. We've had a whole romantic evening at a bee farm. I guess I'll throw
cancel that. Out.
All right. This is Brittany in Huntersville. What are you afraid of? What's your phobia?
Hair. I do not like hair just hanging around, like in the shower, or like if it's touching me, I just get.
Are you bald?
Weird. No. Oh. I have a ton of hair.
Do you make somebody else clean your hairbrushes?
No, I'll do that as long as the hair is not wet. If the hair is wet and it's touching me, or if it's wet in the shower, hanging on the shower wall, it just really freaks me out. So much so, I've got my daughter afraid of it now.
Oh,
Brittany, if you see hair, what's your reaction? I mean, is it like, ew?
Yes, like I have to somehow wash it off of me. And it's weird, like I can feel it touching me without even looking.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Isn't that weird?
No, not it's really.
It's quirky.
I would gag over wet hair, like if it's in the shower.
704 just texted in, and I feel this one too. She says if her fiance blows his nose, she can't see him, she can't touch him, she has to make him wash his face before he'll kiss or hug her.
Wow. We all have our quirks, man.
This is Corey. What are you afraid of? What's your phobia?
Going to the post office.
Post office. I mean, yeah. It's an errand that I hate to do, but why is it a phobia?
Well, I used to sell a lot of stuff on eBay, and I swear every time I go, I'd be running late. There'd be a big line in front of me and behind me, and they were always such jerks. They would say, your box was wrong, the packing's wrong, you weighed it wrong, you measured it wrong, and there were all these people getting impatient behind me. It's just like the opposite of good customer service. They're just like jerks.
Wow.
I feel like an idiot every time. I'm like standing up there for 10 minutes just trying to get this box, you know, shipped
yeah,
out.
Yeah, no, we get it. We get it, Corey.
I get it, but I think that's just his post office because my guy is like super nice. He's like, oh, you're spending way too much money. You need a boxer like this, and then he'll help me box it.
Corey brings up a good point, too, though. A lot of the phobias we've heard sound like things that people were born with or didn't like from, like, you know, day one or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you could be taught a phobia, too. In other words, like if you went in an airplane and there was a scare, an engine scare,
you might
now have a train phobia of being afraid to get on a plane or going over a bridge or something. But real quick, our intern Preston is here.
What are you afraid of, bud?
I actually have alectorophobia, which is the fear of chickens.
Like a live chicken, you're afraid of?
Alive chickens, yes.
Will you eat chicken?
Oh, yeah, I eat it with pride. It's like a glory moment every time I eat it because it's like
you're getting back at the chickens.
I'm getting back.
Oh, my God.
And as Manny said, it was something that I was young, and it just happened to me.
Did you get chased by a chicken?
Yes, I did.
That's where you're
from. I got chased, and then let's just say we ate it the next day because I saw a shovel. Boom.
Whoa.
Next thing I know, I felt like I conquered the fear, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. Still afraid to this day.
Wow. Is today his last day of the internship, so Nicole, who's an animal lover for all animals?
My man just said he killed a chicken.
Hey, the beady eyes are the soul, oh. I'm telling you.
Holy cow.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.